Boy, I requested that song tonight. I said, well, that'd be good right before the Lord's Supper tonight. And appreciate Brother Jance. Amen. And all just the music here at the church. We get compliments all the time about our music. And as Brother Tim or Brother Stone, I guess this morning, complimented the congregation the way that you were singing this morning. It's just tremendous to hear the old hymn sing. And every once in a while, they come out with a new song that's all right. And that's a good one there. And appreciate Brother Jance tonight. Turn, if you would, in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to encourage you to be here Wednesday night for our candlelight service. It will be an abbreviated service, but it'll be well worth it. I promise you to be here Wednesday night and take some time with our church family and just rejoice in the Christmas season and what God and the Lord has done for us. And I hope that you'll try to be here Wednesday night for that, 7 o'clock. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're going to keep it simple tonight as we really did this morning as well, just talking about the Lord's Supper. Look at verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For the first of all, when ye were come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. But there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, unto one place, that is, to eat the Lord's table. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're eating the Lord's table. So Paul is addressing, they had some issues at the church at Corinth with the Lord's Supper, the Lord's table. And so he's addressing those problems they were having with this symbolic and memorial time. Verse 21, for in eating everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and the other is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? In other words, it's not a time to come together and eat a full meal. And it's certainly not a time to come and get drunk. That's what he's saying. He goes on to say, and what? He says, Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup which he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And goes on. Let's pray. Lord, we do ask that you bless this time, bless the reading of your word, and bless the Lord's table tonight as we enter into this sweet memorial. Lord, we ask this in your name. Amen. The Lord's table is a memorial, a set symbolic ordinance, just like baptism is a set symbolic ordinance. It is to remember the price that was paid for the purchase of our freedom. It's to remember the price that was paid for our sins. Easter and Christmas and Veterans Day, all these memorial days to remember certain events. But let me tell you, tonight we are remembering the greatest event that ever occurred, and that is the death and the body that was broken for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen? The sacrifice that was made for us. We must remember tonight the great sacrifice that was made that we might have everlasting life. Let us be reminded of the cross tonight, the blood and the broken body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us remember, let us again, afresh and new, think of that body that hung there on the cross, not for sins he had done, not for crimes he had committed, but there he hangs on that cross, hung on that cross for you and for me. He hung on that cross for our sins, for our transgressions. As we said this morning, he died in our place. As we take of the Lord's Supper tonight, we must remember that it's an act of obedience. The Bible says there in verse 24 and 25, this do ye. It is an act of obedience. It's something the Lord has commanded us to do. It is a command. Amen? It's an act of remembrance. Let me before I move on to the next one, though, it says, this do ye as oft. And there is no set amount of times to partake of the Lord's Supper. It is as the pastor and church chooses. That's when we have the Lord's Supper. I've been asked that question a lot because a lot of people who come from other denominations or even other churches, maybe they do it the every fifth Sunday, or maybe they do it every Sunday night or whatever the case is. But the Bible gives no distinct number of times in which to partake of the Lord's Supper, no distinct dates, no specific Sundays. And so we've chosen, or I've chosen over the years, mainly to do it two or three times a year. And I believe, in my opinion, it makes it a little more special. It's not something that becomes monotonous and that you do in a ritualistic fashion, every three or four Sundays. But it's something we can really take time and remember the Lord's death, remember the blood that was shed on Calvary, and do so maybe without it becoming such a ritual as such, right? And so this do ye, it is a command, as oft. It means just, again, as oft as you would like, and as often as we are wanting to as a church. And also as a pastor, many times we partake of the Lord's Supper. I wouldn't take of the Lord's Supper if there was division in the church. I really believe that verse where it says, if you take unworthily, you're in trouble with your damnation yourself. Boy, many are seeking weekly among you. So there have been times when our church has gone through some difficult times, and we haven't partaken for a while, because we certainly don't want to get in a position to drink of the cup unworthily. Amen. And so this do ye, it is a command, as oft, isn't that, again, when the church chooses. It is, an ordinance of the church. Number two, it's an act of remembrance. He says there in Corinthians, in remembrance of me. This do ye in remembrance of me. Who? Jesus Christ. Of what? The body. The body of Jesus that hung there on that cross, the body that was nailed to the cross, the body that was the spear driven inside, the body there that was the crown of thorns placed on its head. I mean, just think of the body and what all it went through. Christ's body, the bruises and the scars, just all the things that His body went through, and the blood that was shed, that perfect blood of Jesus Christ, the spotless, perfect blood of Christ that was shed on Calvary for us. In remembrance of me. So it's a set time in which we can take time to kind of filter out everything else. There's lots of teachings in the Bible, lots of teachings about Christ in the Bible. But this is the one time we set aside to think specifically about His body and His blood. Let's do that tonight, remembering the body and the blood tonight. It's an act of praise and thanksgiving. He says, when they had given thanks... When they had given thanks, it's an act of praise. And we're thanking God. We're thanking God for sending His Son. We're thanking the Lord for the sacrifice that He made on Calvary. Amen. Amen. The sacrifice that He made on Calvary for us. Just an old sinner. For me. For you. How unworthy we are. Amen. That the God of the universe would die for us. That He would give His body for us. That He would go through the pain and agony of the cross for us who are sinners. What a great and wonderful Lord we serve. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be grateful for what He's done. We ought to praise Him. It's an act of testimony. It says you do show the Lord's death till He come. It's an act of testimony to those who may be watching that we are remembering the sacrifice Christ made on Calvary. It's a testimony to those around it. Baptism, when you go down into the baptistry and you go down in the water, it's a testimony to those in the congregation that you're identifying with Christ. Tonight we are identifying with Christ. And again, we're identifying with Calvary. A lot have been said over the years about the bloody Baptists. You know, we're just a bunch of bloody Baptists. I'm thankful. I'm a bloody Baptist. Absolutely. I believe and I want to uphold and hold high the body and the blood of Christ. And remember that, and it ought to be a testimony. And number five, it's an act of examination. And this is the one maybe that we have a tendency to skip over. But let me tell you, the Bible says here, let a man examine himself in verse 28. And so let him eat the bread and drink of that cup. And we need to eat of the bread and drink of the cup worthily. Worthily. Can I just tell you tonight that I believe that we ought to lay aside every weight and the sins which just so easily beset us. Amen. Romans 12. Tonight we need to maybe look in examine ourselves, be sure that we are right with the Lord tonight before we partake of the Lord's Supper. And I want to tell you, the Bible says here that many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That means many are dead because they ate of the blood and drank of the cup unworthily. Boy, let us ate of the bread and drank of the cup unworthily, right? Boy, let us be careful. I hope maybe this afternoon you thought about it, but if not, maybe you're thinking about it now. Maybe there's some things in your life that you need to get right. Maybe some relationships or something, whatever it may be. Maybe some pet sin. Maybe something you were determined to make your New Year's resolution. Maybe you'll make that New Year's resolution tonight. So, Lord, I'm coming tonight to bear it all before you. So, Lord, I want to get right with you. Start afresh and new again. And I'm thankful, the Lord says, if we've confessed our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ought to come together tonight. As we think about the Lord's Supper, I came across this outline one time, and the preacher said, it's a backward look. You do show the Lord's death till He comes. It's a backward look. We're looking back at what Christ did for us. It's a forward look. We do show the Lord's death what? Till He comes. I'm looking forward to that day, that blessed hope. And when Christ appears, it's an inward look. Let a man examine himself. And let me tell you, the Bible, when it says man, means mankind. All of us examine ourselves, men, women, boys, and girls. It's an outward look. Christ died for all. Amen. He died for all mankind. And it's an upward look. And when they had given thanks, it's a time of thanksgiving, a time of praise unto the Lord for what He's done for us. This time we're going to have a time of invitation. If Miss Linda and Miss Roberta come forward, and Brother Tim, have a time of invitation. Let's all stand. We'll take a few minutes. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Maybe tonight you'd like to come and just lay some things at Christ's feet. Maybe there at your chair. If you can't come forward, maybe just there at your chair. You want to make your chair an altar tonight. Whatever your need is, we come. Just as Brother Tim sings, and you examine yourselves. As we sing,
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all.
Let a man examine himself. Are you right with the Lord tonight? Are you in fellowship with Him? Won't you take some time and just come down front and say, Lord, I really need to get this right with you. What a great opportunity tonight. Maybe there you want to make your chair an altar, whatever the Lord's laid upon your heart tonight, you come.
And thine alone can change the leopard spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain. He was...
Anyone else tonight? As we sing another verse. Nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim.
Thy grace to claim. I'll wash the garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Another verse.
I stand in Him complete.
Love the song.
My soul to save. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Amen. All right, please be seated. As it would, if our ushers would come forward and we'll begin tonight. And I hope again, I know there'll be a lot of silent time tonight, just remembering the body and the blood of Christ. Brother Kelly, if you go ahead and bless the bread, please.
Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. All we can do is plead the blood of Christ, Lord, for the Lord. We do this in remembrance, Lord, the rope.
Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again tonight for your love and the display that of the cross on Calvary of your broken body. Lord, that you were willing to take the beating from the Roman soldiers and the crown of thorns, the nails in your hands and your feet, the sword in your side. Lord, we thank You that You willingly sacrificed Yourself for us that we might have eternal life. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. The hair, if you'd bless the drink, please.
Father, I thank You so much for Your love, Lord. I thank You for putting up flesh and humbling Yourself to shed Your perfect Son of blood to wash away all of my sins. God, I pray that I would never take that for granted, God. Keep us always in remembrance. The sacrifices You made, Lord, the sacrifices that allowed us to have fellowship home in heaven for all eternity with You.
Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Lord, we again come to You, just thanking You for the blood that was shed on Calvary. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Lord, we thank You again for that wonderful sacrifice You made for our sins, Lord, that we might have everlasting life. Help us to remember again the body and the blood that was given for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, men, very much. It says when they had given thanks, they sang a song and they were dismissed. So let's all stand. I have 1,000 announcements I'd like to give, but let's just sing and thank the Lord for all He's done for us. I will tell you, we'll get some more utensils for next time. This is the largest crowd we've ever done the Lord's Supper with, and appreciate our men very much tonight. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Ready?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we men there 10,000 years bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. You're dismissed. We don't see you again. Have a Merry Christmas. Amen. You got little cup holders there in front of you in the on the metal brackets in your chairs.